Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Saints battling the Seahawks in Seattle on Sunday. You can start your game day at 11 o'clock with Steve Geller, Charlie Long, and the Caesars Sportsbook First Take. Then at 1 o'clock, join Bobby Hebert, Steve Geller for the Bud Light Countdown to Kickoff. They'll break down the matchup, 3:05 kickoff. Turn down the sound on the TV, turn up Deuce and Haas and Jeff Nowak on the sideline. Then, after the game, sound off with the Cajun Cannon on the point after. If you love football, we got 10 hours of it. Wall-to-wall black and gold coming your way, Saints Seahawks Sunday on WWL, live on the free Odyssey app. And sometimes if you listen to Deuce, I call him Deustradamus because he can predict what's going to happen before it does. Mike Dettelier joins us now to break down the game. How you doing, Mike?
I'm fine. Tell me. Thank you.
Well, I got the depth charts open. Let's talk about Seattle offense and Saints defense.
Seattle wants to run the football. And you can see just out of the makeup and Clint Kubiak, who was formerly with the Saints last year as their offensive coordinator, runs the offense. And so you know they're going to run it, and you're going to get a fistful of Kenneth Walker. Charbonnet's sort of beat up a little bit right now. I think he's dealing with a foot or ankle injury. But So you're going to get a lot of Kenneth Walker. That's how they set the tone of trying to run the football with Walker. And I look at their receivers, and they sort of both do the same thing. You talk about the veteran and Cooper Kupp. For so many years, we watched him with the Rams. The most explosive guy certainly is Jackson Smith, Najigma, former Ohio State receiver. Man, he's one of the best route runners in the game. He's not this super speedy guy, but his ability to get open downfield is really good. So him and Cooper Kupp, I think, have a good combination. The problem has been what I see is their offensive line has been a little erratic. And with the new quarterback in Sam Darnold, who's not the most mobile guy around, he likes to kind of stay in put and throw from the pocket. So can the Saints get any pressure on him? That's going to be the key. But when you play Seattle and knowing what they want to run with Kubiak, they're going to want to run the football. That's first and foremost. You got to stop the run.
Ironic, he's not the most mobile, but he's done a lot of traveling, huh, Sam Darnold?
And he got paid. Man,
yeah,
did he get a paycheck?
Yep.
Man, he went to Minnesota, and Kevin O'Connell really did a great job with him, really kind of roughing out some of the difficult spots in his game. But, man, he's a huge guy, and he probably gave me one of the best quotes I've ever had when it comes to the Manning Passing Academy. He's at USC. And I asked him, you know, how it is here. And he was like, well, it's the first time I've ever been in South Louisiana. Man, it is so hot here. But he said, the people are the nicest people in the world. He said, I grew up in a big city out in Los Angeles. They mean there. People here are really nice. And so, man, they could have used that for a Chamber of Commerce deal with Sam Darnold. But
so
he's been a bit erratic as a passer. And you understand that early on with Seattle, but, man, he has shown at times he can be really talented.
So let's talk about the Seahawks offensive line against Saints defensive line. How you see that playing out if they want to run the ball?
That's not a strong point for them. It really hasn't. I think the Saints maybe can match up really well there. But, you know, I felt last week, you know, with the 49ers offensive line, which isn't very good. It's comparable to Seattle. The Saints got a little pressure, you know, on Mac Jones, but not a lot. Their offensive line was something they kind of gnashed their teeth about in the offseason, that they want to try to fix some of that. And they used their first-round pick for an offensive lineman, and Gray Zabel. So they tried to fix one of the areas, but they not a super physical offensive line. They really not. They more, to me, of a finesse-blocking team than they are a real physical unit up front.
So along those lines, you look at, I don't know, is Chase Young supposed to play or not?
No, Chase will not play.
All right, so you got Granderson, who's not played badly, Devon Gotshaw, you got Brian Brise, and then Cam Jordan. How do you like the Saints' chances of stopping a run, plus the linebackers, of course, you can't ignore them, but the chances of Saints stopping a run, if that's what Clint Kubiak and Seahawks intend to do?
That is going to be the key here for the Saints defensively, stopping the run. My thing is, hey, if Sam Darnold beats me throwing it, but I'm not going to let you run the football and Kenneth Walker have 28 carries for 150 yards. I can't not have that happen in this football game. I've got to be able to stop them early, and I think that's going to be the game plan, because we saw even in game one against the 49ers, and, man, that was a really tough game for Seattle. 49ers won that game at the end, but Seattle did everything to win it but win it. Mm-hmm. You know, the score says San Francisco won, so that's all that counted.
But it was the Bosa strip, right?
Well, it was not a great game for them offensively, and they didn't do, I think, what a Kubiak team wants to do, and that's control things up front along the offensive line. So for the Saints, they got to be able to stop the run, and that starts with one guy, Kenneth Walker.
Well, comes the wideouts with Cooper Kupp and Njigba, and lining up against Alante Taylor, Kool-Aid McKinstry. How is that playing out?
Short stuff. I think Darnold's going to want to get the football out fast.
And along those lines, that brings me to A.J. Barner, the tight end. Sometimes, man, we don't hear about these tight ends until they show up big on game day against the Saints.
Well, that they do each and every week. But they've got a young rookie, Elijah Arora, from Miami of Florida. It was a second-round pick for them this year, who they think is going to be something special one day. Mm-hmm. And so that you may see something there. He's number 18, mm-hmm. and you can spot him out on the field real quickly. But Elijah's a guy that I think they want to get more involved in the offense. Now, he's not a great blocker, but he's stretching the imagination, which is why he's not starting. Mm-hmm. He's much more of a pass receiver. But he's a 6'5.5", 245-pound guy downfield that's going to give teams a lot of trouble. Once he gets it in the NFL, he's going to be a good pain in the yuck-to-be to anybody that got to cover him.
You don't want that to happen ever. We'll take a break. We come back, we'll talk about Seattle defense against Saints offense. Mike Dettillier breaking it down for us. Saints getting ready to take on Seattle on Sunday. In Seattle, we got all the action for you here on WWL. Traffic now at 8:20. 8:27 Friday morning, WWL, Tommy Tucker with Mike Dettillier. That's when we break it down and look at the depth charts and go player to player. We're now talking about the Seattle defense against the Saints offense. Mike, what's the, as you say, straw that stirs the drink on a Seattle defense?
What they got up front, their defensive line. Mm-hmm. Leonard Williams, number 99, who's played both defensive tackle and end, former USC guy, was one of the early round picks a few years back. Man, he's a big man, very good athlete, and he can run the field extremely well. So you better put a hat on him. But the guy that really has played extremely well this year is their nose tackle, number 91, Byron Murphy II, University of Texas, first round.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pick in 2024. Whew, he's barely 6 foot tall and about 315 pounds. But, man, he is as quick as you will see coming off the snap.
Calvin Banks would have gone against him?
Oh, I'm sure in practice they have, at times. But Byron's been more of an interior. I mean, he's an inside guy. Mm-hmm. So Banks won't be blocking him. He'll be saddled up over one of the guards, most likely. And then they got a couple veterans after that. DeMarcus Lawrence, who we all remember from his days with the Cowboys. And Jerron Reed, who's sort of bounced around a little bit. But, boy, he's found a good niche. Former University of Alabama defensive tackle with Seattle. That is their strength. That's the strength of this football team. Can you block those guys up front? Because, man, they come after you. They get a lot of penetration. They're fast off the snap. And Mike McDonald, their head coach, he comes from Baltimore with the Ravens. That's what this defense in a lot of ways looks like. When they're healthy all across the board, they look a lot like the Ravens defense.
So where do the Saints offensively find the weakness and exploit it?
Oh, it's in the secondary because of the injuries. Their best player on the team is Devin Witherspoon. But Spoon has been nursing a knee injury for a couple weeks. I don't think he'll play against the Saints, so you won't have to go up against him. But Josh Jobe, their starting left corner, is hurt. Julian Love, their starting strong safety, is hurt. Nick Emmanuori, their second-round pick from South Carolina, who's the backup to Love, he's hurt. So if you got time, I think you can go after this secondary. The problem is finding time because you got to block those guys up front. Now the Saints won't have Dylan Raidens. Taliase Fuaga got a back and a knee injury. So you're going to have some jumbling up front across the offensive line going up against, Tommy, I think a really good Seattle defensive line. That's the issue. Because if you were, if you healthy up front, yeah, you can go after them. People say, just throw it. You can't throw it if you're horizontal. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to keep Spencer Rattler upright in this game because Seattle's going to go after him. And just think, Kubiak knows a lot about Spencer. He was here a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little intel there that he can pass along to the Seahawks defensive coaches.
General rule of thumb, when you're looking at a Saints offensive lineman and then you're looking at your phone saying, who's number 79?
Yeah.
Where did he come from? Not a good sign. Do you think they win, Mike?
I think Seattle wins. No, it's tough to win in Seattle.
Yeah.
Not because of the weather. In years past, remember we talk about the weather? No, you're not going to have that type of weather in September. Boy, it is loud.
The crowd,
and it really disrupts. Drew Brees, when we had him on, talked about it was all sort of hand signals and sort of just watch me, watch for the count. He said you cannot communicate verbally in that stadium. It's so loud.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you Monday. You bet. 8:30 time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.